Falling for You. January Cove, Book 3. Written by Rachel Hanna. Narrated by Mallory Fusella. Chapter 1. Jackson Parker strummed his expensive pen on the solid mahogany desk and growled through gritted teeth. His cell phone on speaker mode. He took a deep breath.
Look, Donald, I don't understand the holdup. This deal was supposed to close last Tuesday. My clients aren't going to continue sitting around waiting for your sellers to get their asses in gear. You hear me? Enough's enough. That appraisal needs to be done today, or we walk.
He sat back in his chair and ran his fingers through his thick black hair, the typical Parker family trait. All except for Aaron, of course, the only blonde one of the siblings. He was constantly kidded about being the milkman's baby.
Everything okay, boss?
Jackson's assistant, Mark Tyner, asked. He was a scrawny, newly graduated kid he'd hired just last year, but he was doing a good job so far.
Just the Milton deal. People are nuts this time of year. Say, when are you heading back to Virginia for Thanksgiving?
Well, I was hoping to talk to you about that. I know I had promised to leave the day before Thanksgiving, but my whole family is planning a get-together on the Sunday before.
Relax, Mark. You're welcome to leave earlier. I'll be here working, as usual, Jackson said with a sigh, as he started sorting through contract paperwork again. Work was the one constant in Jackson's life.
Aren't you going home at all? I mean, your whole family is there, right? Mark asked, sitting down in the cushy chair in front of Jackson's desk.
I just have too much to do right now. I've got the Milton deal, that crazy land deal with Clayton Barnes, and then don't forget the new development over on Riverside. I can't take off for both Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
But everyone will be closed, boss. You deserve a few dates.
Mark, Jackson said, staring into the young man's eyes with his steely gaze. Enough, okay?
Yes, sir, Mark said, standing up slowly and walking out of the office. Jackson wasn't normally so pointed with him, but he wasn't in any mood for people's opinions today. He'd just gotten through with his latest fling with an opinionated woman named Roma, an Italian beauty queen who had recently relocated to Atlanta for modeling work. Roma was too fussy and whiny. He couldn't stand a whiny woman, and she took whining to a whole new level. In fact, if whining was an Olympic sport, she would most certainly win a gold medal. After 3 months, their so-called relationship was over. And truthfully, Jackson didn't care much. He knew when he met her that she wasn't his soulmate or future wife or any other stereotypical...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?